Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. You know, I want to start off with a shout out to my good friend down in Moab, Sheriff Steve White. Steve White is the man. I've worked with him a little bit this year during Easter and things, and they are so squared away down in Moab. Just want to give those guys at the Grand County Sheriff's Office a shout this morning.
You know what? And you know they can hear this, right?
They do. I know they hear this, and there may be a method to my madness.
There may be. Maybe you're calling a favor in later, huh?
You never know.
You may be. Well, Sheriff, it's an exciting time of year across the board, in Moab as well. This is the time of year that we have got students graduating, and it's all students, preschool all the way up to high school. Lots of graduations going on, which means a lot of celebrating as well. A
lot of celebrating. Now is the time as parents to start making your plans for you and your children for graduation night. Teenagers, I think they should enjoy the evening. I think they should blow off some steam. They've had a good year, but I think they should do so responsibly. And I think as parents, you need to sit down with them and make a plan as to what is going to happen. And you know what? I think it's great to include friends, but I think you should include family in this as well. So I think you should have a fair balance of each and make sure that your teenagers are where they're supposed to be. If they're supposed to be to grad spec, that's where they need to be that night. There will be an enhanced law enforcement presence. We want to make sure everyone's safe. We don't want to be the fun haters and the killjoys, but we do want to make sure everyone's legal and safe in their activities and make sure that we're being responsible.
Right, exactly.
Graduation, just to avoid those tragedies that we hear about all too often.
You know, you say, parents, you need to step up your game a little bit, and it's true. Yeah, your kid tells you they're going to be somewhere, and then in the middle of the night, you get a phone call from law enforcement because they were somewhere else.
Yeah, they're not where they're supposed to be.
Right. Be on top of your kids and make them know that, hey, you don't follow through with your end of the bargain, we're going to have some consequences. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You can be okay with saying, you know what, you're going to be in trouble, even though it's graduation and it's a big deal for you. There's still some ground rules.
This is one of those occasions when you have to be the parent, not the friend. Make sure that you're looking out for the best interest of your children, because they may not always be looking at things from the mature life experience level that you are.
Exactly. And you know, kids never believe you when you say, trust me, I've been there. I've been your age. I've done the things you've done. I know better now that I'm older. I didn't believe my mom.
Yeah, I didn't either. And you know, the choices you make today could affect the rest of your life.
Absolutely. So. Well, Sheriff, creeping up on summer, it is going to be beautiful weather. And we just need to make sure everybody's safe out there. Make sure that all steps are taken care of to make sure that you're having a good time.
Now's a good time to check your registrations for your ATVs, your UTVs, your camp trailer. Make sure everything's ready to go, and then do your walk around inspections. Your stuff has been stored all winter. It's time to make sure that it's in working order and everything's good. And you know, on your UTV, one thing that's bit me lately is the battery. Those batteries go bad. It's not like your motorcycle. You don't have a Kickstarter. That thing will leave you stranded. So make sure that your batteries are up. Make sure everything's good. I went camping this last weekend and noticed that my trailer expires this month. So I have to get new registration for my camp trailer and just make sure everything's good to go so you do enjoy your trip. You don't need to start your trip off with being pulled over by law enforcement because you had an expired trailer plate or something.
Right, and it's so easy to forget. You use it only a couple seasons out of the year. It sits stored for the rest of the time. It's really easy to forget. And honestly, I think that everyone's four-wheelers, camp trailers, I think they all expire in the next couple of months.
I do too. It's 'tis the season.
We all do it this time of year. We only use it this time of year. So why wouldn't we be renewing it right now?
Yeah, it seems like April and May for me is a big time for all that stuff to expire. I'm always at the DMV getting new stickers.
Right. So. I am too. I am with you. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, I just want to wish everyone a good week. It's going to be beautiful weather this week. It's going to be a good time to get out and enjoy things. We're wrapping up our Carbon Rec softball season. It's got a couple more games left, but it's a good time. Come out, watch the girls play. They're a good bunch of kids.
Oh, for sure. Well, don't forget, you can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.